It's that time again. Today, the Federal Reserve gave its regular report on how it's addressing inflation, more specifically interest rates. The Fed has decided to keep rates steady for now as the central bank waits for clearer evidence of how President Trump's tariffs will affect the economy. NPR's Scott Horsley has been covering all of this and has the latest. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Elsa.
Okay, so a lot of moving parts in the economy right now, but the Fed is standing still for now. What's going on?
Right. The Fed left their benchmark interest rate right where it was, between 4.25% and 4.5%. That sets the bar for all kinds of lending, including car loans, business loans, credit cards. Fed officials still expect to cut interest rates later this year by an average of 0.5 percentage point. But, you know, there's just a lot of uncertainty right now. And frankly, a lot of it's coming from the Trump White House. On-again, off-again tariffs and the threat of retaliation by U.S. trading partners has rattled the stock market. It's put a dent in consumer confidence. And it's left Fed Chairman Jerome Powell and his colleagues in kind of uncharted territory.
It's really hard to know how this is going to work out. In the meantime, it's really appropriate to wait for further clarity. The costs of doing that, given that the economy is still solid, are very low.
Fed officials think Trump's tariffs will push prices higher, but they don't know by how much or what the ripple effects might be. Powell notes last time Trump was in office, he slapped tariffs on washing machines, for example, but not dryers, and the price of dryers still went up.
Oh, weird. Okay, so there's a lot of uncertainty, but where do Fed officials think the economy might be going?
Yeah, they put out their best guesses this afternoon, and they're projecting somewhat higher inflation and somewhat slower economic growth than they were 3 months ago. That could put the Fed in a tricky spot. You know, with higher inflation, the central bank would generally want to raise interest rates.
Right.
With slower growth, they'd generally want to lower interest rates. So this could be a kind of tug of war. Anecdotal surveys of consumers and businesses right now show there is a lot of nervousness out there. But Powell says that's not always a good guide to what people's actual behavior looks like.
There have been plenty of times where people are saying very downbeat things about the economy and then going out and buying a new car. But we don't know that will be the case here. We will be watching very carefully for signs of weakness in the real data. Of course we will.
Powell says the risk of recession does not look particularly elevated right now, and financial markets seemed reassured by that. The Dow rose almost 400 points today.
But I have to ask, President Trump hasn't been shy about pressuring the Fed when he wants to see lower interest rates. Is Powell worried about that?
Yeah, Powell has carefully guarded the Fed's independence, but he has also tried to keep a low profile and avoid antagonizing the president. Just yesterday, Trump fired the two remaining Democrats on the Federal Trade Commission, who, like the Fed, was set up to be insulated from the White House. The ousted commissioners have promised to challenge their dismissal in court. One of them, Rebecca Kelly Slaughter, says this is a fight that matters for the Fed.
If the president can remove FTC commissioners, he can remove members of the Fed. This is not just about the stability and law enforcement without fear or favor at the FTC. It's about the stability of our institutional structures of government, including those that protect monetary policy.
Now, the Supreme Court ruled decades ago that FTC leaders can only be removed for cause, but the president is eager to see the high court revisit that standard, and supporters of an independent Fed will certainly be watching.
That is NPR's Scott Horsley. Thank you so much, Scott.
You're welcome.